KFIZ News Time is 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's May 5th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we continue on here this morning on KFIZ. And it is hour number two of the show underway here this morning. And it means it is time for our weekly chat with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And joining us this morning on the phone lines is our friend Joe Venhuizen from Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Joe, happy Wednesday. How are you?
Happy Wednesday to you. I'm doing fine, Spencer. How are you?
Doing pretty well. It's a nice sunshine-filled morning out there as we start up the month of May.
You got
here.
It. And, what's the forecast for the big game? It's Friday, right?
Yes.
Big football game?
Yeah, looking pretty good. Sunshine and 56 during the day. I think probably upper 30s at night, so I would wager to guess.
Hey, I don't want to hear about the weather. I want the forecast for the game here. What do you call it?
Okay. All right. I was talking about the weather. I thought you meant the weather. I'm sorry. weather's looking good regardless, but, you know, I think it's this is what we asked for. Being the Fond du Lac announcer, I will say Fondy wins a close one.
Okay.
There you go. That's my
official prediction.
Fun. I legitimately think the Cardinals will win. I you know, if I say the other team is going to win, I will get run out of town on a rail. So
well, yeah, you can't say that.
I would never say
there's
that.
There's only one right answer
right.
to that question.
Right. Yeah. I am not stupid. So I know exactly what to say. I firmly believe that, though. I think Fondy's got a really good football team, and this is last chance for Cardinal fans to see two really, really good football players play here for your local team. So, in Braylon Allen and Kyle Wall-Jasper, it's been quite the season to see those two run up and down the field and see this Cardinal team play, and it all comes down to a matchup that, a lot of people look forward to. It's been a close game. Each of the last five seasons that the two teams have met, even a couple different times back in the 2018 season, last game they met, it was in overtime up at Kimberly. So should be a good one.
Yeah, it seems like every time they play, it comes down to the last play.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, and this is how we close out the season. I don't think many people are going to be disappointed if we get another classic matchup between Cardinals and Papermakers, although I'm sure Cardinal fans would love to continue the streak they're on, which has been 35-point running clock each game this year. I think Cardinal fans would not be too upset with that happening this weekend.
No
for
kidding.
Sure.
Yeah, let's temper the expectations a bit here, but I expect a really good game. So
I do
good
too.
Luck calling it.
Thank you. Off to Envision Greater Fond du Lac topics. I know you had some info about a few different things going on, including the return of business connections.
That's right. Yeah. Well, a lot of events coming back, and we're excited because it's been a long year. You know, that is sort of an understatement. But we're excited to bring back in person networking events to get people in the business community, in the nonprofit community, education community, everybody. In the Fond du Lac County area is welcome to attend. Our business connection is an after hours, 5 to 7 p.m. Casual networking event that we hold every month. And it's always, or generally always on the third Tuesday of the month. So that puts us this month on the 18th. And this month we are being hosted by Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts downtown Fond du Lac. They, as you might expect, they're going to do it big. We'll have some live music. We'll have some food and drink. We'll even have some whiskey tasting. So it'll be a great chance to get out and shake some hands again and just get back to feeling a little bit normal, meeting some people, growing your business network, and just having a good time. Excuse me.
Yeah, and you talk about things coming back. Thelma is one of those things that's coming back. I know they had, they did what they could over the last year or so, but with live music being basically put on hold, it was tough for them to keep going. And when we've talked with Jackie about how things have been over the last year or so, and it's good to see all the announcements coming out from them, all the different concerts that are coming back, and. It's a great place to highlight, and like you said, let's get back in the swing of things and just kind of catch up, right?
Yeah, and they're an absolute gem in this community. I hope that all of your listeners have been to Thelma recently or have been to a concert, one of their Thursdays in summer. This would be a good chance. You know, our business connection would be a great chance to hear more of what they have going on, what they have coming up, but just an absolute dynamite venue for a lot of different events and a great asset to this community. The other thing I want to highlight coming up even sooner than that is YPF Week. Mm-hmm. So this is one that starts the 14th, and it also kicks off at Thelma with a concert from D. Willie and the Souvenirs. So YPF, for those who don't know, is the Young Professionals of Fond du Lac. It is a busy group, a few hundred individuals that are enrolled in this. It's a program of Envision Greater Fond du Lac for those that generally fall between the 20 to 40-year-old range, although there are several above that range as well. This group just basically is a group of like-minded young professionals in the area that want to meet each other, want to make this community a better place, do a ton of different events. So we've got all week here that is reserved for young professionals in Fond du Lac. So it starts the 14th, and they've got an event. It looks like an event every day, just about, for an entire week. So all of that information is on the Envision website as well.
Very cool. I know we talked with Bree last week. It sounds like a lot of great events that are highlighting some different things in our community, some different ways, like we talked about, for young professionals to gather together, get to know each other, and build those connections, like you talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is such an important part of our community as we look to the future, as we try to develop the workforce that we need to fill the jobs that are open in the Fond du Lac community. We need to be very intentional about creating events and spaces and opportunities for young people that are maybe not from the area that can get plugged in, connected with a network, and start to call this area home. So for many of your listeners, I know I'm a regular listener of yours, Spencer, but I know my young person demographic might not be as in tune to local talk radio. But for, any of your listeners, you all know, you all have... Maybe I'm going to paint a picture. Maybe one of your listeners has a kid or a grandkid who, has come through high school here, maybe local university, kind of not sure what's going on in their life and just trying to pursue a professional career. But you hear this line a lot, there's nothing going on in Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. I've lived here my whole life even, and, I just have my high school friends and I kind of want to get out of that scene. I want something better, and so I'm going to move somewhere else. And the reality is many of these people have not heard of the Young Professionals of Fond du Lac or not aware of all of the different events and good programs that they offer, and just the network of positive, energetic young people that are here in the Fond du Lac community. So this is not just for transplants from out of state. This is for people who have grown up here, who, are pursuing careers here and maybe just need a change of scene. A lot of people say that. I hear that all the time. There's nothing going on here. That's why I'm going to move away. I'm going to go to a different community. I'm going to go chase bigger opportunities. Mm-hmm. The reality is we do have those opportunities here, and you can find a lot of them through YPF.
Very cool. Joe, I know you had some info about a safety council event too.
Oh, sure. Yes. We got another one of those coming too. So this is, I'll be brief, but, mm-hmm. May 13th, that is next Thursday in the morning, we have Ready Rating Emergency Preparedness for Your Business being presented by the American Red Cross in partnership with the Safety Council. It is a webinar-style virtual program, so anybody can participate. It's absolutely free. You can find that information, too, on our website at envisiongreaterfdl.com.
Very cool, Joe. Thanks, as always. Have a great day.
You, too.
Joe Van Huysen joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping us up to date on some different things going on, including business connections, YP Week, YPF Week, and some other things going on with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Appreciate Joe's time as always. And again, Envision Greater FDL.